Hello, friend. Welcome back to Learning English Through the Bible. Last month, we celebrated the Resurrection Sunday that is commonly called Easter. Now we can continue our journey from this holiday. The Bible says God loved us so much that He sent to us His one and only Son, Jesus. He not only died for us on the cross so that our sins are forgiven, but also rose from the dead and went back to heaven to prepare a home for each and every one of God's children. In the book of John, chapter 14, Jesus told us, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house, there are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I am going there to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am." By the way, my dad came to the United States 3 months before I was born. My mom brought me here when I was 7 months old. So everything my parents tell me about China and the Chinese traditions are really interesting, and even sometimes amazing to me. Here is one of the things that sounded pretty funny to me. When a young man is about the age to be married, the parents put in a huge effort to prepare a home for the young couple, usually a suite in the family compound. Here in the U.S., however, parents usually help their sons and daughters go through college, and then the young people will be on their own to start their families of the next generation. Naturally, the biggest thing for a young couple to desire is the capability to buy a home for the new family. Americans dream for a home and working hard for it. Thinking of this American dream, I can better appreciate the great love of the Lord Jesus has for me and for you. Do you remember what He promised in John 14 we read a minute ago? Yes, He was going to heaven to prepare a place for us, and He will come back to take us there. Please note that the Greek phrase translated into many rooms here actually means many mansions. That heavenly place Jesus is preparing for us is far better than any dream house we can ever dream of on earth. Even though sin entered into the world through the first man, and ever since then, men are bound to sin, and everything on this earth decays and dies. God prepared an everlasting home for His sons and daughters, the ones He calls out of this sinful world. And in thousands of years before our time, God's people, those who answered God's call, believed in His promise and looked forward to receiving what God prepared. Let's read a passage from the book of Hebrews. In chapter 11, we read, "Now faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we do not see. This is what the ancients were commended for. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land, like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tents, as did Isaac and Jacob, who were heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city with foundations, whose architect and builder is God. All these people were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance, and they admitted that they were aliens and strangers on earth. People who say such things show that they are looking for a country of their own. If they had been thinking of the country they had left, they would have had opportunity to return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them. How marvelous and how wonderful is the thought that God, the glorious creator of the whole universe, is not ashamed of the sinners like us, if we look forward to what He prepared for us. How glorious and how magnificent is the heavenly city whose architect and builder is the Lord God Himself. Indeed, this everlasting home of ours has drawn many before us who followed the Lord Jesus. They were willing to abandon their earthly homes and even gave up their lives. The last book of the Bible, Revelation, gives us a sneak preview of that wonderful place. In Revelation chapter 21, we read, "One of the seven angels showed me the holy city Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God. It shone with the glory of God, and its brilliance was like that of a very precious jewel, like a jasper, clear as crystal. It had a great high wall with 12 gates, and with 12 angels at the gates. The wall was made of jasper, and the city of pure gold, as pure as glass. The foundations of the city walls were decorated with every kind of precious stone. The 12 gates were 12 pearls, each gate made of a single pearl. The great street of the city was of pure gold, like transparent glass. I did not see a temple in the city, because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. The city does not need the sun or the moon to shine on it, for the glory of God gives it light, and the Lamb is its lamp. The nations will walk by its light, and the kings of the earth will bring their splendor into it. On no day will its gates ever be shut, for there will be no night there. The glory and honor of the nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Walking on the street of gold, pure and transparent, are the sons and daughters of light, pure and clean. Outside the city, in the lake of fire, gnashing their teeth, are the children of darkness. How do we sinners, impure and dirty, come out of the darkness and become God's children? It is by believing in Jesus, the Lamb of God, of course. Let's try to memorize the following two verses. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. "Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God." One more time. John chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. "Yet to all who received Him, to those who believed in His name, He gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, or a husband's will, but born of God. Blessed are those who wash their robes in the blood of Jesus, that they may have the right to the tree of life, and may go through the gates into the city. Outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehood." Yes, Jesus is coming back as He has promised. On that day and in eternity, will you be inside or outside? I certainly hope to meet you there inside the glorious, splendid, and wonderful city of God. Here is a short song written by a Chinese Christian. I hope you will enjoy it. My heart rejoices, for heaven is my home. My heart rejoices, for heaven is my home. Men may not understand what I am getting and why I'm so glad, but heaven is my home. Our time is up now for this month. Until we meet again, may our gracious God bless you, and may God be with you.